Blog Talk Radio.
Dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to Health Reform Thursday night. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. I just want to welcome you, wish you all, have a happy day today. And now as we are going into this program, let us offer a word of prayer. Can you bow that we can pray? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Lord, we come before you this evening to give you thanks and praise for the many, many blessings you have given unto us, Lord. Your love, your mercies, the blessing of food, shelter, clothing, health, and also the blessing, dear Father, for us to come to join so that we can share. Lord, we just want to thank you for our family members, each one of us who join on this line. We want to thank you for our family. Continue to pour out your blessings upon each one. Help us to be faithful, and we just want to thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Good evening again, and welcome to El Thursday. And as we go into the prayer, just want into this portion, I am going to start because the Lord said in his word, where two or three gather together doing the things concerning his will, he is in the midst, and we know he is in the midst. So we are going to start the program. And because we know that we have our scripture passage to read, I will ask one of my dear beloved on this line if they're willing to read. Our first scripture passage is Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30, and also John 1:4. So I'm asking my sisters and brothers who are here on the line, if they want to read the scripture passage for us, they can. We have with Willie Korean is here right now waiting on his aunt. So I'm not really alone. I have a little company with me. So I'm going to open this line, 518-482. I'm asking if you could read Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30 for me. Thank you.
Genesis 1:29. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Sister Powell. I'm glad to hear
Good
your
evening.
Voice.
Good evening, my dear. Beloved.
Yes. Genesis 1:29 says, and God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. I have given you every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading this scripture for us. And we will go into the other scripture where we will open the line 24098. Can you read 3 John 1 to 4? Thank you.
Sure. Howdy do, beloved. Thank you, Ms. Powell, Sister Powell. I will certainly do that. I'm reading from the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4, and it says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." And verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Here is the reading, 3 John 1 through 4, King James Version.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli and Sister Stephanie, for reading these wonderful promises and wonderful scripture for us. And we saw that God, Lord, want us to walk in the truth. And he also gave us the herb and the leaf for the healing of the nation and for our meat. So that's not what Sister Stephanie or Sister Cantinelli say about God, about ourselves. God is the one who gave us our food, our meat, and everything that we can survive. And then we have the third one is the water and the tree of life. And I do know that every one of us want one day to see that tree of life. And if we be faithful, we will see that tree of life. So I am going to open the line for 225 that you can read. Revelation 22, and read the second verse, Revelation 22, verse 2. So we are going to participate, my dear beloved, and my little request is that I'm asking my dear beloved on this line, on the line, you know, and we are so grateful to have everyone on the line reading and taking part. But we are just asking our brothers and sisters to be mindful that we also have other brothers and sisters, that when we share, we just make it, you know, do it spicy and short as a teacher minute so that everyone can get their part or their share, you know. So we are asking our brothers and our sisters, let us be mindful too of others. All right, so I'm going to open this line. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? I'm asking you to read Revelation 22, verse 2.
Amen, amen. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to thank God for the opportunity to read his word. Amen. And it says, "In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation." Amen.
Okay. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Leola, for reading Revelation 22, verse 2. So we saw, as we have read the three scriptures, we saw how God is faithful and how love he loves us, that he gave us everything. So we don't need of anything besides trusting. So I just want to thank you all for reading the scripture. And as we are in Health Reform Thursday night, we are asking our brothers and sisters here some of the things that you use during this week or in during the year, you know, to boost your immune system. We are asking you to share. And I will start first with the 8 laws of health that God have given unto us. And he wants us to be obedient to follow the laws of health. So we have New Start, and New Start starts with nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God, right? So if we trust in God, God is able to do all things. And he also told us about rest. Rest is not for us to just sleeping. The rest is then the Sabbath that God gave us as a rest day for each and every one of us, for the whole world, for us to go and share with others. So, my dear beloved, now is the time I'm going to open line for us to have a teacher's minute, right, in sharing some of the things. And you can do it with your praise and test, just a short testimony so that everyone can share. Thank you again. So I am going to open the line. This first line I saw, I'm going to open. What's going on here? I'm going to have the pen.
Hello? You wanted me to share?
Yes. Okay, yes. I was opening it, but sometimes the iPad is slow. All right, 240-988. This is the time your line is open. Can you share? 240-988. Your line is open.
Me back. You muted me. Did you unmute me?
Can
you hear me?
240. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. 240-988. Your line is open.
All right, Sister Paul, I'm asking you, can you hear me? Because you kept me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You're hearing me?
Amen. Yes, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. It kept saying muted and unmuted. So, okay, I'm unmuted. I just want to thank God for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercies that he has bestowed on me and my family. It's been just such a rough couple of weeks. And, you know, God is good. I was able to go up there to my daughter to assist her. You know, it's amazing when our children go through things, and as parents you kind of feel, not that you kind of, you feel all the things and the strives and just the agony that they're going through. And so I was just so thankful that I was able to go up there and assist her. I've shared with you all that there's some things that have been going on with her housemaid and the dog and her allergies and everything like that. And I just thank God for working it out, you know, and so that she can have peace. And one of the things that I share with her is that there's a scripture, well, actually two, that I, you know, those scriptures have been, you know, manifest itself. It kind of opened up your eyes. It gives you that, okay, now I see. There's a scripture that says, the wicked flee it when no man pursue it, right? You might not be doing anything, but God sees that there's some individuals that are around you that don't mean you any good, right? And God has to let them flee. You don't even have to say anything. You don't have to. You just pray, right? You don't even know that they're there to come up against you, right? You just have to pray that God will stand guard and put an edge of protection around you. Excuse me. And the enemy will have to flee, because that's who God is. And there's another one that my daughter had shared with my kids. A man's foe, that's Matthew 10:36, a man's foe shall be thy neighbor in thy household. And I share these things so that when it happened, right, the Word of God speaks that we're going to have the fight within before we have it without. And so I shared that with her, and I said, when we think about those scriptures that God has warned us, when things happen, we are not alarmed, right, or we don't get too perplexed or too overwhelmed because God told us that it was going to happen. And so I had the opportunity, you know, to go up there, spend the weekend, spend Sabbath with her. We went to church. We, you know, closed. We were able to do the Sabbath up there with her. We went to church. We opened, you know, closed the Sabbath, and we opened ushering the Sabbath up there in Baltimore. That was the first time I've actually been in church up there in Baltimore, even though it's in Maryland. It's like a little bit over an hour away from where we are. And it was just such a good opportunity to be able to hug your child or your children when they're going through agony and through, you know, through storm, and just to let them know that their Heavenly Father, though I'm here with them, their Heavenly Father will never leave them. And I was able to get her, you know, put the beds together in its entirety, put up her Chester drawer from scratch, because these new furnitures that they're making, it's like puzzles. So everything is all pieced up, and you got to put them together. And so though I have her church uncle who would assist, you know, there's nothing like going and doing it, you know, on your own. And so I thank God for this opportunity, because had it not been this opportunity, I would not have seen the urgency to go and get her fully, you know, situated and stuff. So I thank God for that. I thank God for grace, his mercies, his traveling mercies, and, you know, safe traveling mercies. We had a little issues today where there was a traffic date that I had, and my son was supposed to go, and for some reason, you know, he didn't make it there on time. And you know what that is. And I was coming from like 2 hours in Virginia from my doctor's appointment. And so I pray that God will work that out. I've asked you all to pray about her grades, and I've spoken, you know, some of the legal individuals have contacted me and want to move forward with that. So I know that God is going to work that out again. So just continue to lift me up in prayer. My voice is a little bit hoarse, but I pray that you will continue to pray for me, that it will be smooth, and I will be able to present tonight. And I just thank God for you and for your prayers and for Sister Powell and all that she's doing down there as well. Continue to lift my son up, you know, so that he can understand the urgency of doing what is to be done when, you know, when you're told or when you're informed as to what to be done. What is it you need to do? Follow through with that. So I ask you to lift him up in prayer as well. All right, Sister Powell, thank you so much for opening up my life.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, that you was able to go to car rescues and do some assistance for your daughter. God is so good. That's the responsibility of parenting, right? That, you know, even though their children leave out to go to college, you know, your responsibility is to go sometimes to give them some assistance. So we just want to thank you that God give you the strength and also take you and brought you back home safely. God is so good. He's so great. Thank you again for sharing. All right, 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, good evening, Sister Power and brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to share a little health properties, which is ginger, and it's such a blessing. Here is a list, just some of the medical properties ginger has been known to have throughout history. It's an anti-clotting agent, and anti-spasmatic, something like that, and I looked it up, and it says relieve muscle spasm, and it's antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tissue. This one here helps the, one of them helps, okay, I don't forgot what that one was. And it got angiolytic, I think this allergies, circulatory stimulation, stimulant, and I don't know what this one is, expectant Oh, that one, that anti-tissue, it said is relieve cough. So, and it said expectant, I think that's probably mucus or something. And it's, and I don't, hypotensive, I don't know, I didn't look that one up. And it said increase blood flow and promote sweating and relax peripheral blood vessel. Wow, that's so many things. It said ginger has an extremely high level of PHYTO, propylite chemical, something like that. Plant substance with healing effect is an addition to its beneficial effect on the heart and its anti-cancer activities and anti-inflammatory effect and its high content in antioxidants. The healing ingredients or variety of velocity, essential oils, B6 and C, and minerals and calcium, magnesium, sulfur, phosphorus, potassium, ginger stimulates the body heat. It speeds up blood circulation and sweating. It promotes both supply of nutrition and healing substance with the blood and removal of waste material through the perspiration. Ginger brings blood to surface of the body, and therefore it is good cure for. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I need to get something for my husband. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for allowing me to share this. Thank you, Sister Power, and God bless. Amen.
Yes, Sister Leola, thank you for sharing. What was the benefit of from where you get that benefit? I didn't hear the first word. Sister Leola is off? Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. Right, even though I didn't get the first word of the benefits of what you were sharing. 985-232-36, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Humble, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for today, for watching over us and giving us our health and strength to come on this prayer line. There's many blessings because the Lord is magnificent. He saved us for many, many reasons. So I would like to read a prayer. Dear Lord, I ask that you would help me remain faithfulness to this cause. Lord, I desire to live totally for the name of Jesus and nothing else. May I be effectively part of your plan for the rest of your children. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We want to thank the Lord. Yes, we will want to be like Jesus. So the Lord is preparing us to live like Jesus in these last and evil days. We just want to get right and continue singing and praising his song and lifting up his magnificent name. And I just would like to ask for prayer for all of my brothers and sisters and all the speakers on Advent Life. Pray for the sick, the homeless, the one, the bereaved family, and give condolences to all those that have any ones that I just want to tell y'all that we have a close family member that died. She died in the house. She was in the house for 2 days before they they found her. She was about of 65, and they say she died of a massive heart attack, and if nothing else was wrong. But we just keep us in prayer. So I thank God for everything, and y'all, I'll pray for each one, every one of my sisters and brothers. Amen. Hold on a minute. Thank you,
Amen.
Sister Powell.
Amen.
I'd like to tell everyone, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I want to give God the praise and say thank God. I want to say thank God for this prayer line and it's for teaching us and guiding us through, just as the Bible does, and for helping me heal and my wife heal and going through downs in our life sometimes. I just want to thank God, give everybody on the prayer line, the teachers and the ones calling in. I just want to give the prayer line a praise too, God and the prayer line a praise for the ones that call in and teach us and we learn from and keeping us with faith and everything, helping us out through God. Everyone's prayer line is really going nice and very good and supportive and everything, and it's a blessing. Like I said, through God, he makes everything possible. I want to make sure I give him the praise, though, as usual. And just having a blessed day. And so I hope y'all are, too. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing with a joyful heart, a joyful and happy spirit. I just want to thank you guys for sharing. You know what? When you are in the Lord, the joy will come out from in the heart, and it will extend to everyone around us. And we are here on the line, and we felt the peace, we felt the joy from Sister Brenda and Brother John. So we just want to thank you, and we apologize. Our condolences on Advent Light Pearline, Sister Brenda and Sister Leola, for the loss of your loved one who died from an heart attack, and you know our sympathy, and we do hope that all the family, you know, will be at peace. It's not an easy thing, but God is able to do all things. So we'll be praying for this family so that God will comfort them at this time. May the Lord bless and may the Lord keep you all so that, you know, we will all rejoice one day. And I'm going to open this line now. Thank you again for sharing. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Okay. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line again. It's Sister Fulcanelli from New York. This evening is our health week, and Health Thursday. And I just want to read Exodus 15:26. Read the health manual. And all of us on this line should know the health manual. What is the health manual? If you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Loving Father, as I come before you this evening to bring this little health talk, I pray, Lord, that as we listen, we will endeavor in our heart, each one in the hearing of my voice, will depend on God and give that, and they would give heed to your health manual, and they, all of them, would read it and enjoy good health. You know, once upon a time, it wasn't once upon a time. Yes, I had a very good friend, and he told me that he had found an amazing deal on some collapsible chairs, and he was going to buy these chairs. They were only $10 each, and he was boasting about it. When he saw them, he said, why were they so inexpensive? They were designed. He wanted to know why they were so inexpensive. But these chairs were designed for little children. Somehow, he failed to notice that. And later that week, as he set out his chairs around a campfire that they had, he sat in his bargain chair, and over the course of the next 10 minutes, the leg of the chair slowly bent underneath his weight until the chair collapsed to half a previous size. You can imagine how my friend felt, yeah? He was so amused. What a piece of junk. He indignantly exclaimed, disgusted with all what he believed to be a shoddy, you know, it wasn't softly made workmanship. Even if the chair had been designed for adults, he probably should have asked himself, why? Refund? Why it was so inexpensive? But he didn't. He just think it was a good bargain and just went for it. He told himself that, well, I'm going back. I'm going to make. I'm going to demand a refund. But you know what? There was no refund. No refund was due because he has used the chair improperly. It has never been designed to be used that way. So he couldn't get any refund. The same holds for true for human bodies, you hear? Our bodies. Day in and day out, we punish this human machine that God gave us, using our bodies in a way that God never intended what he designed them. We skate we try to survive in barely enough sleep, working a lot, working doubles, you know, working. But the fuel our bodies, and then another thing that we do is to fuel our bodies with a lot of junk food, things that don't, make our bodies strong. We ingest substances that create a short-term feelings. You enjoy eating some junk chips or something instead of going and cook a nice meal. We eat all of these junk stuff, and that we know is not good for our body. And then, or at the breakdown, then we start to break down, and then we break down. What happened? We blame God for making us sick. Isn't that so?
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, so you will notice God's prescription for living a full, healthier life. As Israel was departing Egypt, God told them how to avoid the disease that were prevalent among the Egyptians. Live in harmony, Creator. If you do what is right in my sight, God explained, I will put none of the diseases on you. The counsel is simple, my dear brothers and sisters. Pay attention to the manufacturer's instruction. God who created us. Start using the marvelous biological machine God has given you in the way he intended. And you will find that it does not collapse under the weight that it was never designed to hold.
Yes,
it simply cannot be a coincidence that those who follow the Bible advice are world-renowned for living up 10 years healthier than anyone else in the world. So if we follow God's manual, which is all of us know by now, we will live a long life. And this evening, a simple remedy that I would give.
Amen. Can you, Sister, leave this remedy a little on?
Okay, I will stop right there. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank
my
you,
dear sister.
Thank you for opening my line. I don't want to take up all the evening. Okay. I just want to
have
that was very important more than telling you what to use.
Yeah. Yes, my dear sister. Very important, but we are getting these tips because God gave us the command. If we diligent, seek him. I will not cause any of these diseases like what on the Egyptian. So God wants us to be obedient to his command. So thank you, my dear, for sharing. And you know, brothers and sisters, we are sharing, you know, these things as Health Thursday, but we want everyone to share and give them opportunity. And as we are saying, you know, that's why we say a teach a minute, and we have to be mindful, you know, that we have other individual on the line, and sometimes I have to cut. So when we do cut, my dear, we love you guys, but we want everyone to share. So we would like everyone to be a quick teacher's minute when they are doing both their, you know, testimony, their praise, and that everyone can participate before the time comes. Because in the midst of the time, while we are here, and when the time comes, the Block Talk Radio cut us off, just cut us off when the time comes, so we have to be mindful. So we want to thank you for sharing, Sister Continelli. God bless. All right. Yes, we ask you, as we are soon be going into prayer, my dear beloved, we ask you to press number one and share your teacher minute testimony. If you're doing a song, you do a song, but not a song, a testimony and a praise. So if you're doing a song, a praise report, you do it, but we can't take three of what back to back. So we open the line 225-327. Your line is open. Okay, she's over. 225-337, your line is open. You want to share your testimony? Two seven two seven seven, your line is open. Can you briefly share name, your testimony?
I'm here.
But I don't get you. I talk around two times and I didn't get you.
I was looking for my phone. I'm sorry. But I just want to share and thank God for his blessing and thanking him for the information that we hear on the prayer line. I'm just giving him thanks because he is worthy. And when we hear all the good things about health and you know, encouraging, and it's very encouraging for brothers and sisters to come and share this information on health and everything that we listen to. So I just want to thank God for that. And Sister Powell, I'm going to end it there, okay? Thank you, Sister
Amen.
Powell,
praise
for opening
God.
My
praise
line.
God. Praise
Amen.
God. Yeah, praise God. Yes, my dear beloved, we want to give God thanks for all the information that we have on the line. But information there is after the reform in which we are sharing our little tip, a little tip of the things that we can use to boost our immune system. And then we have a message. But when we are on the line, my dear beloved, we would like everyone to share briefly, right? We can cut them up to, you know, just that everyone can share. Because it is very important, all these information that on a Thursday night, is important to us. But we just have to remember that we have quite a few people who we have to open the line to. 272-770, your line is open. Can you share your name, where you're coming from, a teacher's minute?
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. It's Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful for the Health Thursday, and I thank God for taking care of me today. I had an appointment, so I'm so grateful to the Lord took me to and fro to my appointment and brought me back safe and sound by giving me safe traveling mercies. I just wanted to share about water. As important as water is in our health, something else is even more important. Jesus is called the living water, who provides eternal life. In the same way that many people go through life chronically dehydrated, many more go through life spiritually dehydrated. Like the ulcerated thirst sensation that many mistake as hunger. Many mistakenly discern spiritual thirst for hunger after the things of this world. Speaking of water, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. And this offer was for anyone, including you. Let him who thirsts come. Let him take the water of life freely. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. So I just wanted to share that so that we can always stay hydrated. We should be drinking plenty of water. And I use lemons. I put lemons in my water. I wash off the lemons and slice up fresh lemons or fresh limes. And it does help cut the fat, and it detoxes the body. It keeps you healthy. And you can also put garlic in your water as well and cloves. So it's very helpful if you use these remedies to help you to stay healthy, as this is Health Thursday. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. And the three cloves of garlic is equal to 1 teaspoon of penicillin. So you can use these healthy tips. Amen. God bless you all. And please, I'm lifting up everyone on the prayer line. And I'm asking for prayer for my family and children as well. God bless you. Love you, Sister Powell. It's such a good thing to hear your voice. We love you and we miss you, and we continue to pray for you. Amen. Love
amen.
You.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Tanika, for sharing about water. You know, Jesus is the living water, right? And we found that in John 4:14. And also, you know, we have to take in that water. And when we want the living water, we have to go into the Word, right? So water is very important. Thank you also for sharing. God bless you all. And, you know, I miss you too, my dear beloved.
No. We had fun. Yeah, it's different. We played games and we it was nice.
Great.
Grandmother came by, his mom, his
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. My name is Ambuada Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Power. Sister Power, my name is Ambuada Eli. I like to thank God for his love, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I'm so happy that you come on the line, my dear sister, for hosting. I would like to thank God for everything you have done for me and my mother, Sister Power. And Sister Power, my prayer request, Sister Power, is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for my mom. My mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, do not forget to pray for Sister Tamiko, that the Lord will that the Lord will make her be a staff member at Bay Cove. Lift up Sister Tamiko, that she will work at day program. Pray for Sister Tamiko that her knees will be better, Sister Power, that she will work at Bay Cove, Bay Cove Human Services. You know how you spell it, Sister Power? It's B-A-B-A-Y-C-O-V-E. And I'm praying for Sister Tamiko that she will be a staff member at Bay Cove Human Services. And I'm praying for her that she will work at Braxton Street, and then she will be a staff member. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's daughter, too, that she will be a staff member, too, Kaisha. I'm praying for Sister Kaisha that she will be a staff member, Sister Power. May God bless you all on this prayer line. And Sister Power, don't forget to tell Sister Tamiko that I'm praying for her, that the Lord will make her move to Boston, that the Lord will God, because Sister Power, God have a plan, Sister Power, that the Lord will move her to Boston. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Brother Eli. Sister Tamika is on the line, and she heard, right? So she had to make that decision, right? She's on the line, Sister Tamiko. Brother Eli, I want you to move to Boston. God bless you, Brother Eli, and we are going into our regular prayer now. Now is the time, brothers and sisters. I'm hoping the line, and I need at least two short prayer. You know, we will be going into the message that we have time to go through the message and also find a time that our sister and our brothers on the line can really, if they have any comment or any query, they can take off themselves off the line and press and share. So all who do not share in this moment, they will have the opportunity to share. I'm going to open this line 523, actually, she could lead us in prayer, and then we will have to pray too. 423-635, your line is open. Can you pray for us on behalf of Advent Life? Okay, I didn't get that person, right? It seems like some background noise. So, yes, my dear beloved, I am going to pray. Father, we come to you this moment on behalf of all our brothers and sisters who is on this line, on behalf of their father, Sister Stephanie, on behalf of Brother Eli, who is praying, dear Lord, for his mother, Tamiko, and Tamiko's daughter to come to Deco. We are here on the line on behalf of Brother John and Sister Brenda. Lord, you hear their plea, you heard the joy in their heart, and dear Father, at this moment, they have lost their loved one, and we here, Lord, know you are the great comforter. So Advent Life present them to you, and we are asking you to comfort this family in this time that they are grieving. We lift up with you our dear sister Tamiko as she praying, Lord, for her children. Lord, you know all of her children need, dear Father, and we lift them up, our grandchildren, her mother, dear Father, and also praying for her sister. I do not know if her sister that was missing, if she returned, but we are praying for her, Lord. Continue to keep her, continue to guide them.
She's also praying that she have met, Lord, her grandson, and she was joyful. We are asking you, Lord, as they bond together, we are asking you, Lord, allow the parents that they will allow those grandchildren that they can come to see their grandmother more often. We also lift up to you this evening, dear Lord, Sister Elizabeth, Lord, and Miriam, and also Pastor Juby and all her church family who she is, Lord, who she is praying for. You know their needs, and there some of them are in sickness, but we present them to you, Lord. We also, she's also lifting up here, Father, today, dear Lord, those who she met while she go on her various appointment on the buses. She lift up everyone who she have been passing tracts and books to. She lift them up to you, Father. You are God, and you can do all things. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. And also, Lord Jesus, we lift up Sister Stephanie. Father, she's giving rejoicing about, Lord, the visit with her daughter and the work that she have done to help her daughter to get settled in college, Lord, in her apartment. And we thank you that we know the Holy Spirit is with this family to continue to keep them. We lift up our dear Sister Cantinelli as she come, join us and share all the help. Tip, Lord Jesus, and we are asking Sister Town Cantinelli one night, one Thursday night, we are going to give her the opportunity where she can present the health message of sermon, Lord Jesus. And we know she can do it, Lord Father, so we can get all in all that you want us to hear. So we just ask you to strengthen her, Lord. We thank you for the ministry that she has been doing. I know I do miss her as my sister. But, Father, we are here doing your work. Father, we also lift up to you, Sister, Sister Carlo, who, dear Lord, I did not hear from her tonight. I lift her up, continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to let your light shine within her. And as she mentioned Friday, she was with the Richardson family. We lift up Father and Sister Richardson, Lord, in the work that they have been doing down there. Continue to pour your blessings upon them. Heavenly Father, we lift up Brother Eli. You know everything about him as he pray for his mother, yourself, Lord, Deco, and all the staff, Lord Jesus, dear, and all the workers here. We lift them up to you. Sister Leola, praying, Lord, for a family member, his Jarvis, and Shyla, dear Father, and Amario. And all, and Jarvis Jr., dear Lord, praying for Brother Ray. Continue to bless him, keep him as they do their ministry in Louisiana. Keep and guide and protect them. Father, I lift up myself. I want to thank you for the prayers from my brothers and sisters on Advent Light who lift me up so much that God gave me the strength that I could do, Lord, his work, not my work, Lord. Said, let his light shine, Lord, and I thank you that you are allowing the light of your word to be shining in communities, Lord, that I don't belong to there, but dear Lord, you allow me to go to share your love and your mercies, Lord. And I pray on behalf, dear Lord, on that house, the Williams house, Lord, we are so thankful for all the blessed donors, Advent Life from Advent Life, from all over the world, Lord, who stretch out their hands to Alex Nation. And I can say, Lord, to everyone that, you know, the funds that they have sent, that the light has shined, and, Lord, those funds to those little boys have been spent wisely, dear Lord, and their house that they are making will be soon completed. So we just want to thank you all. And thank God for everything that we have done. You are so great to us. And we come this morning, this evening, to give you all the praise. Bless us tonight, Lord, while we go into your message, Lord. And your message will be a message coming straight from you, from the Health Reform Thursday that you have given unto us, this message, Lord, that we can carry it out and also do it and also share it with others. So, Lord, we present this world to you. We know and we saw what is happening in this world. You told us that the Holy Spirit going to withdraw gradually from the world. Things that is happening, dear Lord, you told us that it will. We will see these things, and it never happened before creation, Lord. And now all these things come to pass. So we just want to thank you for your promises. Continue to bless each heart and allow our listeners, dear Father, from the Netherlands, from Japan, from Jamaica, and from Canada, and from United States of America, and all over the world, as they listen to us, Lord, listen to your word, we ask you to fill them with your sweet Holy Spirit and allow them that they can participate, call and share and give praises unto you. So we just want to thank you. We pray for Brother Rick, Lord. Continue to bless him and also his family, Lord, Ashley and all the other children and grandchildren. We also lift up tonight Brother Yudi with his family, Lord, Brother Bernard and his family. We lift them up to you, Lord, and every family. We lift up the Assembly Adventist Church, our Redmond Church, to you. Continue to pour your blessings upon the leadership and allow your work to carry out. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer, Brother O'Neill. We lift up tonight, and we know if Brother O'Neill is on the line, he will also give a little teach a minute health tip, Lord, before the sermon. So the next voice you will be hearing, Lord, if Father, our next voice that we will be hearing is the voice of Sister Stephanie, the speaker. So we just want to thank everyone tonight for joining and thank God for listening to our cry. Thank you again, my dear beloved. We are asking you to get your Ministry of Healing book, your notepad, your King James Version Bible, that you can be able to follow the message. God bless. 240, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for that. Heavenly Father, I linger just a tad bit longer, and I touch and agree with the prayers. I ask you, Lord, that you will just touch my lips with coal so that the message that is coming today is coming straight from you, as we know you're in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. I ask you, Lord, to remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. Hide me, Lord, and speak a word to your people in due season, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much that, you know, listening to the prayers and listening to the health tip, Lord, I don't know if you all recognize, I sound a little bit clearer than how I first sounded early, and I know that is of you, God. So I thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord, and for tabernacling with your people. And I ask that you will stir our hearts so that we can be hearer of the, not just hearer of the word, but in part be doer of the word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I was excited. I mean, all I did, I went and I got what did I eat just now? Blueberries. I had some blueberries and some raspberry. No, not raspberry, blackberries. So I had blueberries and blackberries. I had some lemon and I had some pineapple. And I had a little bit of oatmeal yogurt. And my throat is sounding much better than how it was sounding early. And I thank God, for that as well. And so we are going to do a little bit, I'm hoping, as you know, we started a little bit earlier. It's 8 minutes after 12, but that's okay. So what I will do, Sister Paul, I heard you called for Brother O'Neill. I will certainly defer to him at the end so that he's able to bring some current events and share some things that is going on in and around us. Amen and amen. So we're going to go into, I'm going to first read a little bit of, I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, written by Ellen G. White. It's Ellen G. White. And I'm actually in Diet and Health. Diet and Health. And I'm on page 297. 297. All right, that's what I'm going to be starting on. And I'm going to read a little bit of variety. So I'm going to read from about two different chapters. But we're not going to be here till tomorrow, till preparation day. I will just give you some synopsis, some snippets of it. And you can certainly go back and look at it as well. And so under this chapter, it says, eat for strength and not for drunkenness. Eat for strength and not for drunkenness. Sister Powell talked about the eight doctors that makes house calls. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, that first T, temperate. We need to be temperate. Air, rest, and trust in God. Amen. And so many times, most of us, we're eating not because we're hungry, not because we need to be strengthened, or we even need to survive. We're just eating because the food is there, right? And I don't know if you all know this. Many times when you're home, you realize that you eat way more than when you're not home, right? When you're home, every 5 minutes or every 2 minutes or every 3 minutes or every minute, you're going to and fro back into the kitchen, into the refrigerator. And it's not necessarily, it's not because you're hungry. It's because you're in your home and the food is there, right? So we have to make sure that we're being tempered. So let's look and see what she says, page 297 in Diet and Health. And I'm reading under the subtitle, Variety. It says, in order to maintain health, a sufficient supply of good, nourishing food is needed. I think this is warranted for me to repeat it again. In order to maintain health, a sufficient supply of good, nourishing food is needed. So can we get up and just eat lettuce and tomatoes every day? I knew someone that told me that they were eating lettuce and tomatoes every day. Like, I know that's vegetable. I know that's fruit. But are you able to get sufficient nutrients just from eating lettuce and tomatoes? It's plant-based, but are we able to supply our bodies with the proper amount of nutrients, the vitamins, the protein that we need, the calcium, the B12, all of those things we need, the iron, right? It says, if we plan wisely, that which is most conducive to health can be secured in almost every land. So it doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter where you are. If you plan wisely, that which is most conducive to health can be secured in almost every land. The various preparation of rice, wheat, corn, and oats are sent abroad everywhere. Also, beans, peas, and lentils, these with native or imported fruits, and the variety of vegetables that grow in each locality give an opportunity to select a dietary that is complete without the use of flesh meats, right? So I used to hear a lot of people tell you that you can't get protein from plant-based. You have to eat meat, but that is not true. We have many of these beans and these peas and lentils that can provide you with those type of nutrients. Wherever fruit can be grown in abundance, a liberal supply should be prepared for winter. Most of us that are living in the United States now are coming up. We're in fall, moving to winter, and it seemed like this winter is going to be really, really cold because the fall is already chilly, right? So, you know, those are some of the things that we need to be growing and making sure that we have abundance of fruit to prepare for the winter. It says, by canning or drying, small fruits such as currants, gooseberries, strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries can be grown to advantage in many places where they are but little use and their cultivation is neglected. For household canning, glass rather than tin cans should be used whenever possible. It is especially necessary that the fruit for canning should be in good condition. Use little sugar and cook the fruit only long enough to ensure its preservation. 2 days ago, I got up and I was feeling for some cornmeal porridge. I love cornmeal porridge. And I was feeling for it, and I got up, and I'm thankful that she said use a little sugar, because I'm going to be honest with you. And so I was making the cornmeal porridge, and I had my coconut milk, and, I mean, I put my vanilla, my powdered vanilla in there that doesn't have any alcohol in it. And I did my cinnamon and my stuff. And I remember Sister Carla came on last Thursday and was sharing that she was with Sister Richards and Brother Richardson. I just immediately reflected on that, because when I was down there, I made cornmeal porridge. And you got to really be careful, you know. And so I was making the cornmeal porridge, and it was smelling so good, and it was just looking so good. And then all of a sudden, beloved, I saw, I don't know where this little black ant came from. This ant was in my porridge. And so I had to pour out the entire porridge. I had to, you know, that's why I'm very particular in who I eat from, you know, because, you know, and some people, they would just take it out and continue. But no, even though I was in the house by myself, I just couldn't do it. And so I poured it out, and my son was actually in the room, and I poured it out, and I started wash out the pot and everything, wash out my utensils, and I started from scratch again. And so I put my things in, and it was just boiling and just smelling so good. And then I realized that the sugar that I really wanted, I ran out. And I was like, so I had some other kind of sugar that I don't normally use, because we're not like a sugar person. But, you know, you're making some cornmeal porridge. You got to put a little bit of sugar. So I'm so glad. I say that to say this. I'm so glad that she says to use a little sugar, because I did use a little sugar up in my cornmeal porridge, and it was so tasty. And my son ate it, and he was like, Mommy, this is really, really good. And so I thank God that, you know, sometimes a little bit, you know, not a whole lot. I'm not using it every day. You know, it would just sit in my pantry. But I need, there's some things that, you know, kind of add to have a little bit of sugar to as well. And so I added a little bit of sugar to my corn porridge, and it was tasty, okay? So don't feel bad if you use a little bit of sugar. Using it sparingly, okay, not ridiculous, because you're also the recipe requires for you to add a little sugar, as well as when you're canning your fruits as well to store it, all right? It says, thus prepared, it is an excellent substitute for fresh fruit. Wherever dried fruits such as raisins, prunes, apples, pears, peaches, and apricots are obtainable at moderate prices, it will be found that they can be used as staple articles of diet much more freely than is customary, with the best results to the health and the vigor of all classes of workers. I went to my doctor, and she was talking about, you know, drinking prune juice and making sure that you're taking in some magnesium as well, so that, you know, you will have proper bowel movement. It says there should not be, remember, it's Health Thursday, so we're telling you everything, right? Because if you're eating it, let's say you're consuming these food, but you're not releasing it, right? You're not defecating, you know, out what you're eating, then something is wrong. So you need to make sure that, you know, that is in tune as well. It says there should not be a great variety at any one meal, for this encourages overeating and causing indigestion. That's the same thing being home. Keep going back and forth to the fridge every second, every 5 minutes, right? That is not good for us. That will encourage overeating and cause strain on your digestive system. And I remember at one point in time, I shared with you that if you think about your stomach, I had heard this from a health coach, a health presentator, and what she was saying is that think about your stomach is kind of like a washing machine, right? And so when we're eating, all of the things are going in her stomach, right? And so you have to think about when you're eating and, you know, your digestive system is going without stopping. It's kind of like a washing machine that continue to go, you know, from morning till night. And what eventually happened to that washing machine? Sometimes, you know, when you put the clothes in, the clothes, you start hear like the washing machine start dancing, like it start moving. It gives you different sound, like stuff is starting to hit against the wall and against the washing machine. That's kind of like what is happening to your stomach. When we're overeating, it's like that washing machine that keeps going and start malfunctioning, start hitting, you know, the comforter start hitting against the sides of the washing machine. So you want to think about that whenever you find yourself going too frequently to the kitchen and to the refrigerator and eating. You're overworking your stomach and your digestive system. It says, it is not well to eat fruit. This is something that we are, you know, I think we know it, but we don't necessarily pay attention to it. But it says, it is not well to eat fruit and vegetable at the same meal. Isn't that something? You know, sometimes we want to eat our vegetable, our salad, and it has, like, sometimes we put mango in it. Sometimes we might put some strawberries in it. Sometimes we might put some, what else we put in there? It's about tangerine, right? Have you ever seen those type of salad? But what she's saying is that it is not well to eat fruit and vegetable at the same meal. So you should eat one, you know, before the other, not eating them together. If the digestion is feeble, the use of both will often cause distress and inability to put forth mental effort. And you might have heard this before. I might have read this to you all before, but it is important that we're hearing this again. It is better to have the fruit at one meal and the vegetable at another. So like if you're eating your breakfast, to have your fruit with your breakfast, and then when you're eating your lunch, to have your vegetable with your lunch, right? This is kind of like what I'm getting from here. The meal should be varied. So you should have a plethora of different types of food on your plate. I often say it needs to be colorful, right? It says the same dishes prepared in the same way should not appear on the table meal after meal and day after day. Oh, no. Growing up in the islands, you knew what you were going to get for Monday. You knew that Saturday and Sabbath was soup day, right? You knew that you were going to get some rice and peas on Sunday with whatever meat kind. You knew you were going to get some what? On Wednesday, you were going to get some ground provision. You knew exactly what you were going to get. But she's saying that the meals are not supposed to be the same meal day after day, especially if you have children. The meals you need to make it creative for them. The meals are eating with greater relish, and the system is better nourished when the food is varied. All right? Okay? And so I'm going to read a little bit on the preparation of food. Sometimes, a lot of times, we overcook the food and we steam out and boil out and do all kind of stuff with the nutrients, right? It says, it is wrong to eat merely to gratify the appetite. So are we eating to live or are we living to eat? Which one, which category do we find ourselves in? Are we in the category where we're eating so that we can live? Or we're in the category where we're living to eat. We can't wait to put something in our mouth, right? So it says it is wrong to eat merely to gratify the appetite, but no indifference should be manifested regarding the quality of the food or the manner of its preparation. If the food eaten is not relished, the body will not be so well nourished. The food should be carefully chosen and prepared with intelligence and skill. For use in bread making, I'm telling you, I was making some good bread. I was making bread like twice a week, right? But she says and coming up to the winter time, I will try to make some more again, but I had to stop because those bread were good, right? And it's not good. I was not temperate with those bread. It says, for use in bread making, the superfine white flour is not the best. It is not the best. Its use is neither helpful nor economical. fine flour bread is lacking in nutritive elements to be found in bread made from the whole wheat. That was a little choppy. I'm going to read it again. For use in bread making, the superfine white flour is not the best. Its use is neither helpful nor economical. Fine flour bread is lacking in nutritive elements to be found in bread made from whole wheat. It is a frequent cause of constipation and other unhelpful conditions. So hear this, beloved. If you're having constipation, it might be because of those white flour that you're using. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So we learn something new every day. So if you're not moving, if your bowel is not moving frequently, the health department states is that you really should be going to the bathroom, moving your bowel after every meal. But I know sometimes if we're at work, we kind of train our bodies not to go at work and stuff. But if you're home, you should be eating. You should be going to the bathroom after every meal. Amen? And so if that's not happening, you know that you need to look at what you eat. We are what we eat, and our bodies are our temple of God. So we have to make sure that we're mindful of what we're putting in there. It says, and Sister Consonelli shared this on this line, and when I heard it, I was like, oh. It says, the use of soda or baking powder in bread making is harmful and unnecessary. Here is why. Soda causes inflammation of the stomach and often poisons the entire system. Many housewives think they cannot make good bread without soda, but this is an error. And remember, I shared with you all about arrowroot flour, which can be a substitute for soda, for baking soda. So as we learn, we share, right? And when we didn't know, God is going to wink on us. But when we do know, he's going to come down our wrath. So let's, as we come into knowledge and the light, let us walk in it. If they would take the trouble to learn better methods, their bread would be more wholesome, and to a natural taste, it would be more palatable. In the making of raised or yeast bread, milk should not be used in place of water. The use of milk is an additional expense, and it makes the bread much less wholesome. Milk bread does not keep sweet so long after baking as does that made with water. So use water instead of using the milk to make the bread, okay? And it ferments more rapidly in the stomach. See that? Bread should be light and sweet. Not the least taint of sourness should be tolerated. Remember, God said that our bread and water shall be sure. So everybody on the line should know how to make a simple bread. The loaves should be small and so thoroughly baked that so far as possible the yeast germ shall be destroyed. Yeah, I make little nice rolls, and they're really, really good. When hot or new, that's something that in this house we got to make sure that we make it cool, right? When hot or new, raised bread of any kind is difficult of digestion. It should never appear on the table. This rule does not, however, apply to unleavened bread. Fresh rolls made of wheaten meal without yeast or leaven and baked in a well-heated oven are both wholesome and palatable. Grains used for porridge, I told you about my porridge, or mush should have several hours cooking. But smooth or liquid foods are less wholesome than dry foods, which require thorough mastication. Zwieback, or twice-baked bread, is one of the most easily digested and most palatable foods. Let ordinary raised bread be cut in slices and dried in a warm oven till the last trace of moisture disappears. Then let it be browned slightly all the way through in a dry place. In a dry place, this bread can be kept much longer than ordinary bread, and if reheated, before using, it will be as fresh as when new. Okay? So I'm going to stop right there for this portion, diet and health. And then I'm going to move into education and missionary training. Education and missionary training. And I like to read what is underneath that. And it says, let me go back. All right, education, a missionary, true education, a missionary training. And under that it says, every real Christian is the helping hand of God. Oh, have mercy. I'm going to read that again. Every real Christian is the helping hand of God. Are you helping? Are you one of God's helping hand? If not, you're not a real Christian. This is what it says. It says, true education is missionary training. Every son and daughter of God is called to be a what? A missionary. And I'm on page 393. Okay? Every son and daughter of God, that is you and me, is called to be a missionary. We are called to the service of God and are who? Fellow men. And to fit us for this service should be the object of our education. Amen? And amen. All right?
Amen.
So I'm gonna turn now to this portion. Do I want to read this one? Let me read this. It says, training for service. This object should ever be kept in view by Christian parents and teachers. We know not in what line our children may serve. They may spend their lives within the circle of the home. They may engage in life's common vocations or go as teachers of the gospel to the heathen lands. But all are alike called to be who? Missionaries for God, ministers of mercy to the world. The children and youth, with their fresh talent, energy and courage, their quick susceptibilities, are loved of God, and he desires to bring them into harmony with divine agencies. They are to obtain an education that will help them to stand by the side of Christ in unselfish service. Of all his children, to the close of time, no less than of the first disciples, Christ said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. John 17, verse 18. To be representatives of God, to reveal his spirit, to manifest his character, to do his work. So I'm going to end right there on that portion for true education training, okay? All right, so I read page 393 to 395. And so now I'm going to go on to, still in education of missionary training, I'm going to read for you learning by imparting. And I'm going to read influence of association, a little bit of that, and I'm going to read a little bit of BE separate. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go, is it BE separate in here? Let me see. Yeah, BE separate. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to read those things for you in a little bit, all right? It says, learning by imparting. Let the youth, we have been praying for our youth. Brother Eli has been in the line. Brother Eli has been having a burden for our youth. All of us on this line have been praying because we have youth in our life, whether it is your children, whether it's your nieces or nephews, whether it's your godchildren, your community children that you have in your neighborhood, nieces and nephews, godchildren. There's a burden for our young people, right? And we are to, they're to be trained rightly. It says, Sister Ellen G. Wright says that, young people rightly train you know, can do such a mighty job, I'm paraphrasing, mighty job for on this battlefield, on this in this vineyard for God. So we are to train them up. All right. It says learning by imparting. Let the youth advance as fast and as far as they can in the acquisition of knowledge. Let their field of study be as broad as their powers can compass. And as they learn, let them impart their knowledge. It is thus that their minds will acquire discipline and power. It is the use they make of knowledge that determines the value of their education. To spend a long time in study with no effort to impart, which what is gained, often proves a hindrance rather than a help to real development. In both the home and school, it should be the student's effort to learn how to study and how to impart the knowledge gained. Whatever is calling, he is to be both a learner and a teacher as long as life lasts. Thus he may advance continually, making God his trust. Clinging to him who is infinite in wisdom, who can reveal the secrets hidden for ages, who can solve the most difficult problems for minds that believe in him. Influence of association. We got to be careful, right? Many times we are around individuals, but it seems to be that the individuals are influencing us to do things contrary to what God has called us to do, than the other way around, than we influencing them. So it says influence of association. God's word places great stress upon the influence of association. Even upon men and women, how much greater is its power on the developing mind and character of children and youth. The company they keep, the principle they adopt, the habits they form, will decide the question of their usefulness here and of their future eternal interest. It is a terrible fact, and one that should make the hearts of parents tremble, that in so many schools and colleges, Sister Leola and I, we've been praying and talking about this on the early morning prayer line about our young people being in college and being in school and how their minds are, you know, are just being bombarded with so many things about educators and individuals that are in the education system that are not very compassionate and not very kind and mean and disingenuous. And so we have been praying for them, and we ask you to lift them up in your prayers as well. Lift up the professors and the educators also as well. It says, it is a terrible fact that one that should make the heart of parents tremble, that in so many schools and colleges to which the youth are sent for mental culture and discipline, influences prevail which misshape the character, divert the mind from life's true aims, and debase the morals. Through contact with the irreligious, the pleasure-loving, and the corrupt, many, many youth lose the simplicity and purity, the faith in God, and the spirit of self-sacrifice that Christian fathers and mothers have cherished and guarded by careful instruction and earnest prayer. My son shared with me some of the experience he had at some of these Christian colleges, and it baffled him, because he was like, Mommy, these are individuals that are coming from Christian home, and they're doing contrary to what we have learned in her home and what the tenets and the principles have been that we were taught. Many of them are turning away from that. And so it says, Christian fathers and mothers have cherished and guarded by careful instruction and earnest prayer. Many who enter school with the purpose of fitting themselves for some line of unselfish ministry become absorbed in secular studies, and ambition is aroused to win distinction in scholarship and to gain position and honor in the world. I will just pause for a minute here. I was talking to my daughter and just some other individuals, and I was talking about, I went to my doctor on Monday, my rheumatologist, and he was just such a kind and compassionate man. You know, just, I was freezing, you know, in his office. It was so cold. And my doctor left. He said, give me 1 minute. He left, and he came back with a brand-new lily-white blanket, heated as that, and put it around me. And I felt so warm. And so he's a compassionate man, right? He is fit for a doctor. He's a righteous doctor. When I shared with him what was going on, he prescribed natural stuff. He was prescribing pomegranate and turmeric and ashwagandha, those type of natural stuff. So he heard me. He listened to me. And he was tailoring what was best for me and what I was asking him for. And so, as I said, some roads, we all should be compassionate. We all should be kind. We could be stern, but we still should be kind and caring and compassionate. And for the fields of a medical missionary, a doctor, an educator, you need to have that. That should be a prerequisite, kindness and compassion, like Christ demonstrated in his example. Amen and amen. It says, an ambition is aroused to win distinction in scholarship and to gain position and honor in the world. The purpose for which they entered school is lost. They enter school is lost sight of, and the life is given up to selfish and worldly pursuits. And often habits are formed that ruin the life both for this world and for the world to come. As a rule, men and women who have broad ideas, unselfish purposes, noble aspiration are those in whom these characteristics were developed by their association in early years. In all his dealings with Israel, God urged upon them the importance of guarding the associations of their children. So that means not only are we guarding the association of our children, we too are supposed to guard our minds, guard our frontal lobe, guard our space, right? And be careful what is coming in, what we're listening to, what we're seeing, and what we're hearing. All the arrangements of civil, religious, and social life were made with a view to preserving the children from harmful companionship and making them, from their earliest years, familiar with the precepts and parts and principles of the law of God. The object lesson given at the birth of the nation was of a nature deeply to impress all hearts. Before the last terrible judgment came upon the Egyptians in the death of the firstborn, God commanded his people to gather their children into their own homes. The doorpost of every house was marked with blood, and within the protection assured by this token, all were to abide. So today, parents who love and fear God are to keep their children under the bond of the covenant within the protection of those sacred influences made possible through Christ's redeeming blood. Be ye separate. And I'm on page 403 now. Of this disciples, Christ said, I have given them thy word, and they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, John 17:14. On Friday of last week, I went to a funeral, a beautiful woman who just was a God-fearing woman. She fought to the very end. She was 91. And I was not saddened because she is now in the ground, right? She's now in the grave. She is now, she's dead. She has lived, God has given her 4 scores, so that's 80, and 10, and an extra one by her strength. So she was 91, right? So God has blessed her with an extra, 2 scores, an extra 1 score, amen? And I was saddened because when I went into the sanctuary that is supposed to be a sanctuary that is connected to us being the remnant people, I couldn't understand where I was because the sanctuary did not look like it was separate, right? It did not look like it was of a peculiar type of stand. It just looked like the world. It looked like everything else. And I was so dumbfounded. I was so distracted by what I was seeing. My heart dropped. And so though I recognize that, I'm getting ready. There's so much letters that I have to write. And so that is going to be one of my letters that I'm going to be writing because I was bothered. I was so truly troubled by it because all I was seeing was what the first day churches were doing and what the world is doing, you know? And so I will definitely be touching on that as well. So it says, be separate. Be not conformed of this world. God bids us, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are what? We talked about that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:14, verse 18. And Sister Powell, at the nice time at 8:49, I will end, and so that you are able to defer to anyone. To, I know you talked about Brother O'Neill. If he's on the line, you can defer to him if there's any commentary, any queries, any feedback, and you could certainly also attend to that as well. But here ends the reading for today, and I pray, beloved, that you were blessed. I pray that your heart was agitated one way or the other, so that we can see our need for our Heavenly Father, we can see our need for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and we can run to him. We can ask him to help us to be separate, to remove ourselves from things that are not of him, to remove foods from out of our refrigerators, from out of from off our plates that are not good for our temple. Amen and amen.
Hello, Sister Power.
Hello, Sister Power. Sister
Power and Sister Stephanie. Lord have mercy.
Hello.
Hi, Sister Power, can you hear me? So I think what is happening, I'm just going to go into prayer. I'm just, Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that the enemy is busy because he does not want your people to hear and to come into that knowledge, that true knowledge that can only come from you, Lord. So we pray that this message, as we are to be separate, as we are to treat our bodies as the temple, Lord, that we will be able to be doer of these words, Lord. We will be able to build be as doers so that we can build on your solid rock. We ask you as we leave here, Lord, you will give us that will. You will give us that power and that desire to remove things from us, Lord, to remove things from out of our plate, from out of our refrigerator. That is not healthy for us. We have learned that we're not supposed to eat the fruits and the vegetables together, and many of us have been guilty of that. We have done it unknowingly, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you have given us through this study. We pray that you will continue to linger and tabernacle with us, Heavenly Father. Pour out your blessings, and as we leave, depart from here, Lord, we ask you not to depart from us, but to send your host of angels, Lord, to encamp around us as we sleep, and if it is your will, to wake us up back tomorrow, Lord, so that we can do your bidding, Lord, to let your light shine through us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for prayer. And my dear beloved, if you have a query, I'm going to open Sister Kamiko line of what we have studied this evening. We are asking you take off yourself and press number one, and I will open the line. I have two query line now. 272-770, your line is open. I'm sorry for the delay. Something went wrong a while ago. I couldn't pick it up, so I'm opening your line, 272, for some of the, if you have a comment, a query of the subject that we just heard a while ago.
Oh, thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. I just was very grateful from what Sister Stephanie read in the Ministry of Healing, and it is so important that we know to stay healthy and to eat of these healthy things. And I really like the scripture here that she read in John 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word, and they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. So it's so important that we have these scriptures, memorize them, take them into our hearts. And Romans 12, 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but by us, by the renewing of your mind. So we want to definitely be more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to be more like him and have his character. So I thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you. Sister Paul, stay safe.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Would you like to? Sister Stephanie, would you like to reply, my dear sister?
I didn't hear the question. I think she gave a statement. I didn't hear the question.
Okay.
She gave a statement. Was there a question or was it a statement?
I don't know.
Because I didn't hear the question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, I think it was more a statement. I don't think it was a question from what I heard.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure. Oh,
okay. All right. Okay, thank you. All right, bro, do we just have a few seconds to close? 857-505. If there is a question on the reading, can you please just ask that question to Sister Stephanie, and then we will close.
Okay. Amen. Sister Power, hello, Sister Power. I'd like to thank Sister Stephanie for preaching that powerful message, because Sister Power is very important. It's very important, Sister Power, for others too. And Sister Power, I wish Sister Stephanie would talk about healthy relationship skills, and Sister Stephanie would talk about, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, what is love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, and Sister Power, I wish that Sister Stephanie will read it in the chat and chew line. I wish that Sister Stephanie would read it in the chat and chew line, like talk about healthy relationship, like the fruit of the Spirit, where it's love. We have to love one another. We have to be kind one another, just like Sister Stephanie said, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie said, say we have to be kindness to brothers and sisters, because if we do not check on each other, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie is going to say, what is going on to that brother? But Sister Stephanie say, pray for that brother, Sister Powell. If that brother don't check on you, if that brother don't call you, that brother should use communication skills, because Sister Stephanie says, very important, Sister Powell, to use your communication skills. No yelling, no screaming over the phone. You should use your communication skills, Sister Powell. Mm-hmm. Everyone, Sister Powell, even if they haven't. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Right.
Okay, thank you, Brother Eli. Sister Stephanie?
Sister Powell, thank you so much for that. I know, Sister Powell, you're opening up my line, but I'm not hearing question. I'm hearing commentary. But, Brother Eli, thank you for, sharing that commentary. Thank you for sharing that feedback. And what one of the things we need to look at is look at the example of what Christ did when he was here on earth. How did he interact with people? And if we look at his example, Brother Eli, we will not go wrong. But when we want to do things on our own, when we want to do things contrary from what, because Jesus Christ gave us examples. There's nothing new under the sun. As Sister Tamiko says, the Bible is the basic instruction for leaving earth. So Christ came and gave us all of the instruction, all the examples of how we are to interact with people here on earth. And if we don't have a right relationship with God, there's no way we're going to have a right relationship with a man or a woman. And so that's the first thing. We have to ask God to give us his spirit, give us his will, and we first have to forge that relationship with God first before we can look to have a healthy relationship with anybody else.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Yes, my dear, I just want to thank everyone. We have to have a relationship with ourselves, have a relationship with God first, and have a relationship with ourselves so that we can go and have a relationship out there with others. And Christ's method is the only way, brothers and sisters. If we follow Christ's method in everything we do, I think we won't go wrong. You know, he shows us, and, you know, we have to just really be obedient to follow his will. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. And as we close, thanks, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Very important reading. And I'm asking you all again to go step to Christ. And I do hope, not step to Christ, the ministry of healing. And I do hope that everyone was following these chapters that we can go back. So we will just close with a song, Sister Stephanie. I prayed already. And we ask you to have a blessed night tonight, and tomorrow let us join Sabbath. All right? So we're just going to close with this little song, my favorite song. Just one. I'm not afraid to die.